Dozens of locations around Ireland have been used for major movie sets over the years. Hugh Oram knows of some of them.
Over the years, many movies and TV productions have used maritime locations all around the Irish coast, as well as occasionally an inland lake. The film that started the whole trend of using Irish maritime locations for filming was Moby Dick, which was filmed in Youghal, County Cork in 1954. It was an adaptation of a novel by Herman Melville and was set in 19th century New England, centred around a whaling ship called the Pequod and its crew. The lead star was Gregory Peck, and the film was directed by that Irish-American giant of the cinema, John Huston. Many of the exterior scenes were shot on the waterfront in Youghal over the best part of a year, with sets built to replicate the New England setting. And even Youghal's 19th century lighthouse put in a guest appearance. Many local people also got jobs as extras, and Seamus Kelly, who for many years wrote an Irishman's diary in the Irish Times, managed to get himself a part, although most of it ended up on the cutting room floor. A local pub exterior also featured in the film Linehan's, and the stars of the film often repaired to this pub for refreshments after their scenes had been wrapped. The owner of the pub, Paddy Linehan, promptly changed the pub's name to the Moby Dick Inn. It's still owned by the Linehan family today after a century in their control. And even though the film was released in 1956, all of 63 years ago, it's still fondly recalled in Youghal. And it also set the scene for using Ireland's coastline for movie making. The next big film to capitalise on Ireland's maritime assets was Ryan's Daughter, where much of it was filmed on the west coast in 1969. The opening scene where Rosie loses her parasol was filmed at the Cliffs of Moher, which have also been used for more recent productions, including a Harry Potter film in 2009. But the location that really caught the imagination of the director, David Lean, was Dunquin Strand, with its long stretch of white sand overshadowed by cliffs. Inchstrand at Dingle was also used for filming, along with the bridges of Ross in County Clare. And at Dunquin, the film set of the village of Kerrary was built. While the film had a galaxy of stars, including Robert Mitchum, Trevor Howard and Sarah Miles, many stories emerged from the controversial film. Robert Mitchum was busy growing marijuana in the greenhouse of the Dingle guesthouse where he stayed, and a procession of girlfriends from the US arrived in Dingle before eventually Mitchum's wife managed to make it there. When the film came out in 1970, my wife and I were in Amsterdam, so we saw it there, complete with its Dutch subtitles, a most peculiar film-going experience. Fast forward nearly 30 years to 1997, and another blockbuster came to Ireland, Saving Private Ryan, directed by Steven Spielberg. The D-Day landings on the Normandy beaches in June 1944 were recreated on Coraclough Beach in County Wexford. It was an enormous production, and the opening 20-minute sequence took 2 months to film at Coraclough. The beach there was used subsequently for a completely different kind of film, Brooklyn, a 2015 romantic comedy starring Saoirse Ronan. In much more recent times, the Game of Thrones series has used seaside locations in the north of Ireland, including Cushendon with all its caves and Downhill Beach, not far from the Giant's Causeway. And some locations here have had a particular attraction for movie makers, such as Skellig Michael off the County Kerry coast, used in the Star Wars series, while Killary Fjord between Counties Galway and Mayo featured in the 1990 film The Field, and The Guard, the 2011 Brendan Gleeson movie. Another Brendan Gleeson film, Calvary, released in 2014, was filmed in the surfing village of Strandhill, County Sligo. and on rare occasions, inland waterways have also featured. When the Vikings series started in 2013, one location started to feature regularly, Poulaphouca Reservoir in West Wicklow. And even though maritime locations around Ireland have been used so frequently in movie making, it's still surprising that film directors don't make a lot more use of the stunning cliffscapes, beaches and seascapes all around the whole island of Ireland.
Hugh Oram.